I shall tell you a great secret, my friend. Do not wait for the last judgment. It takes place every day. Albert Camus. Random House Audio presents The Good Guy by Dean Koontz. Read for you by Richard Ferrone. Part 1. The Right Place at the Wrong Time. Chapter 1. Sometimes a mayfly skates across a pond, leaving a brief wake as thin as spider silk, and by staying low avoids those birds and bats that feed in flight. At 6'3", weighing 210 pounds, with big hands and bigger feet, Timothy Carrier couldn't maintain a profile as low as that of a skating mayfly, but he tried. Shod in heavy work boots, with a John Wayne walk that came naturally to him and that he couldn't change, he nevertheless entered the Lamplighter Tavern and proceeded to the farther end of the room without drawing attention to himself. None of the three men near the door, at the short length of the L-shaped bar, glanced at him. Neither did the couples in two of the booths. When he sat on the end stool, in shadows beyond the last of the downlights that polished the molasses-colored mahogany bar, he sighed with contentment. From the perspective of the front door, he was the smallest man in the room. If the forward end of the lamplighter was the driver's...